I've labored hard all my days and fared hard. I've been greatly abused. I've been obliged to do more than my part in the war. Been loaded with class rates, town rates, province rates, continental rates, and all rates. Been pulled and hauled by sheriffs, constables, and collectors. Had my cattle sold for less than they were worth. I've been obliged to pay, and nobody will pay me. I have lost a great deal by this man and that man and t'other man. The great men are going to get all we have. I think it's time for us to rise and put a stop to it. Have no more courts, nor sheriffs, nor collectors, nor lawyers. And I know that we are the biggest party. Let them say what they will. We've come to relieve the distresses of the people. There will be no court until they have redress of their grievances.
What is too often overlooked in a triumphal story of the growth of American industry in the 19th century is the human cost of that triumph, the lives cut short, the maimed bodies of the men and women who worked in the factories, the mills. In the Lowell, Massachusetts textile mills of 1836, where girls went to work at the age of 12 and often died by the time they were 25, one of the first strikes of mill girls took place. It is described by one of them, Harriet Hanson.